Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, cyber attacks on British universities and a breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Cyber attacks on universities, UK. British universities face hundreds of successful cyber attacks each year, reports The Times. In particular, the criminals are targeting scientific, engineering and medical advances, including research into missiles. And the problem is getting worse. Data gathered by the paper shows that the number of reported cybersecurity breaches doubled in the past 2 years to 1,152 in 2016-2017. One institution said that it received between 1,000 and 10,000 attacks a month, with most traced back to China, Russia, and the Far East.
Hollywood hero, USA. British actor Ed Skrein, Deadpool, has been widely congratulated for his decision to give up the role of Ben Daimio in the upcoming Hellboy film. Skrein is white, while the character of Major Daimio is Asian, a casting decision that provoked accusations of Hollywood whitewashing, giving non-white character roles to white actors. Asian actor Daniel Dae-Kim, Lost, will replace him.
Trump's decision on young immigrants, USA. It's difficult to keep up with Donald Trump. In September, he ended a scheme that protects nearly 800,000 undocumented immigrants who arrived in America before the age of 16 from deportation. Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, DACA, program. Then, just weeks later, it was announced that he had made a deal with Democrats to protect these immigrants, or Dreamers, as they are known. But now that deal is in doubt, after reports that Trump will only let Dreamers stay if Congress agrees to fund his famous Mexican wall. Democrats say that that was not part of the deal.
Eco-friendly microbeads, UK. Scientists have created a sustainable alternative to the plastic microbeads that pollute our oceans. Used in toothpastes and gels, the spheres are too small to be caught by sewage filtration systems and end up in rivers and oceans where they are ingested by marine life. Now, engineers from the University of Bath have found a way to make them from plant cellulose, which biodegrades into harmless sugars. They plan to work with companies to develop them for cosmetics.
Robot student, UK. A British teenager, who often misses school because of a rare medical condition, now has a robot she can send in her place. For Jade Gadd, 17, the robot is a lifeline. When she is forced to stay in bed, R2-B2 goes to class for her and records everything that is said. The footage is sent to her computer in real time, allowing her to ask and answer questions. Created by Norwegian company No Isolation, it is hoped that the robot will transform the lives of many sick children.
Alzheimer's Hope, Italy. Researchers have created an artificial intelligence, AI, program that can detect signs of Alzheimer's disease up to 10 years before symptoms emerge. Developed by a team at the University of Bari in Italy, the computer system scans the brain for structural changes that indicate the early stages of the disease, reports New Scientist. Although there is no cure for Alzheimer's, early diagnosis and treatment can help slow the progression of the disease.
Twice as much Trump, USA. Donald Trump's favourite social media platform is testing tweets as long as 280 characters, double the previous amount of 140. Twitter hopes that the new character limit will encourage people to tweet more often. But some on Twitter have called it a terrible idea. Reacting to the possibility of longer tweets from President Trump, US comedian Stephen Colbert tweeted, "And in one stroke, Twitter doubles the complexity of our nation's foreign policy."